Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and I'm your host for The Feeling of Jazz. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you'll stick around for the next approximately 2 hours after we have a little break for the news at the top of the hour. We've got some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz for you, and so sit back and relax for another fine swinging session. We're going to continue this week with volume 2 of our salute to trombonist Benny Green, one of the great modern jazz trombonists. He graduated from DuSable High School on the south side of Chicago around 48th, 49th and State in the early 1940s. Went on to play with the great Earl Hines Band and worked his way through several other big bands. And then in the 50s, he set out on his own and usually worked in a quintet or a sextet that he led down through the years. We're going to kick off the salute with a Blue Note album by Benny called Back on the Scene. And along with Benny on trombone, we've got Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Joe Knight on piano, George Tucker on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. This is a little thing written by another trombone player from the Distaff side of the jazz scene, and she was also a great arranger, Melba Liston. This is a thing called Melba's Mood. Thank you. All right, that was a little thing done by Benny Green on trombone. You also heard Charlie Rouser on tenor sax, called Melma's Mood, from a Blue Note album that was cut by Benny Green, called Back on the Scene. Now I'm going to turn to another Blue Note release. This one is a co-billing of John Jenkins on alto sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, backed up by Sonny Clark on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Danny Richmond on drums in the rhythm section, cut by Rudy Van Gelder, our supreme audio engineer, that recorded so many things for Blue Note and Prestige and Savoy down through the years. And this is an old standard done by Jenkins and Burrell called Everything I Have Is Yours.
Thank you.
beautiful ballad rendition of an old standard, Everything I Have Is Yours, as the alto artistry of John Jenkins, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Sonny Clark on piano, a Blue Note album cut back in August of 57. All right, let's go forward now with our spotlight artist of the week, and that's trombone man Benny Green. Come out of Southside Chicago, went on to worldwide fame as one of the premier mainstream trombonists. He kind of did a blend of classic swing and early bop, and always a very fluent and articulate trombone player with a beautiful sound. This is a Blue Note album he cut called Walking and Talking, and here we've got the personnel that includes Eddie Williams on tenor sax, Gildo Mahoney's on piano, George Tucker's back on bass. We heard George on the first track by Benny. Al Dreher's on drums. And this is All I Do Is Dream of You.
Ha 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 ha!
trombone artistry of Benny Green. He reached way back in the songbook for that one. That probably goes back to the 30s. That was cut in 1959 on a Blue Note label. With along with Benny on trombone, we had Eddie Williams on tenor sax. Okay, we're going to go now to one of my favorite pianists, and I think you'll enjoy his work, and that's Red Garland. Red Garland held down the piano chair in the classic Miles Davis quintet to cut all those things on Prestige in the mid to late 50s, and then he broke off on his own and formed a trio and worked in a trio setting for a number of years. This is an album cut by Red called Crossings, and this is a kind of a jazz standard written by Sonny Rollins called Oleo, and Red is backed up by a really Cadillac rhythm section, two of the best, Ron Carter on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Let's listen to Oleo. We'll be right back. Oleo by Red Garland on piano. That was a smoker, and he had a kind of an extended drum solo there by one of jazz's best, Philly Joe Jones, who spent many a session with the Miles Davis Quintet on the old Prestige things that Miles cut. Okay, we're going to go back to our highlight artist of the week, and this is from a Blue Note album called The 45 Session. And the reason it's called The 45 Session is because the original LP was dubbed from 7-inch 45 RPM EPs that were in vogue in the early 50s, late 40s, early 50s, and finally died out when the LP took over the market from the EPs. So anyway, they took all these 7-inch EPs and they put them onto a 12-inch LP, and of course it was appropriate to title it the 45 Session. And on this 45 Session track we're going to play, along with our highlight artist Benny Green, we've got Eddie Williams on tenor sax, Sonny Clark is back on piano, Paul Chambers is on bass, and Jerry Siegel on drums. And this is a little thing called Minor Revelation.
We'll be right back.
Minor Revelation, and from an LP that was dubbed to a CD called The 45 Session, with Benny Green on trombone, Eddie Williams on tenor sax, Sonny Clark on piano, cut on a Blue Note label. Okay, now we're going to turn to something by the Count Basie. We can't let too many sessions go by without doing something by the Count, one of our favorite artists. Well, back in the, I guess, early 70s, Norman Grantz, who was the owner and producer of Pablo Records, signed Count Basie to a long-term contract for he and his big band. But Norman Grantz always had a penchant for the things that Count Basie did in a combo set, format. So he recorded quite a bit of the Count Basie small groups. And what I'm going to play for you is something was cut on December 10th of 1973 on the Pablo label called the Basie Jam. And this, I don't like to bore you with the personnel, but every artist on this track, and you'll hear from all of them, are leaders in their own right. We got Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Ray Brown on bass, Lou Belson on drums. So it's quite an all-star aggregation. Let's listen to Count Basie's small group, little big group really, is doing Doubling Blues, written by the Count. Thank you. Typical Count Basie ending. It's Count Basie on piano doing a little blues that he wrote called Count Basie, called Dublin Blues, and it released on the Pablo label, produced by Norman Grants, the owner of Pablo, called Basie Jam. All right, back to our Spotlight Artist of the Week. That's the inimitable Benny Green on trombone. And this is from an album called Soul Stir, and this is a title track written by Babs Gonzalez, Soul Stir. And along with Benny, we have another one of DuSable's finest, Gene Ammons on tenor sax, another sax player that is not well known, but he could really play, Billy Root. Got Sonny Clark on piano. This is about the third or fourth track that we've had Sonny Clark as a sideman. He was everybody's favorite sideman. He was on First Call in the studios all the time on these Blue Note albums and Prestige albums. Ike Isaac on bass, and Hank Jones' brother, Elvin, on drums. And this is Soul Stirrin'. Thank you. Soul Stirring. That was the title track from Benny Green's Blue Note album. Of course, Benny there on trombone, our highlight artist of the week. Tenor sax solos were by Gene Ammons and Billy Root, and Sonny Clark was there on piano. All right, now we're going to check that old clock that's on the wall, and we see we're getting close to the end of the first hour of the Feeling of Jazz. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, and then we're going to be back for another approximate 1 hour of modern mainstream jazz. So please stick around. We're going to take it out with a nice little thing done by alto sax man Hank Crawford called Whispering Grass.